HD1, Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside County. Also on the iHeartRadio app. And streaming at GoCountry105.com. This is Go Country 105.
The following program is a paid advertisement by Movement Mortgage. We offer this program as a service to our listeners. This station and its management do not endorse or object to the information, views, or opinions discussed in the program.
Welcome to the Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Every week, Debbie takes your live calls and answers your questions about getting into the house of your dreams, getting financed, finding the best rates, getting through problem situations, anticipating problems, navigating brokers and agents, and arriving at the best result in your home purchase process. Got your question? Get ready to call 844-935-3634. And now, here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
All right, well, good morning, and thank you so much for listening. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I have Marla Geezer with me.
Well, good morning. You sound a little raspy this morning,
girl. I am a little bit raspy. I think not feeling so good this morning, but we're going to make it through. It's going to be a good show.
Yep.
We have a lot going on, but let's get compliance out of the way.
Okay.
Let's do it, like, early so we don't get in trouble this week.
Okay. Did we get in trouble last week?
Haven't heard back yet.
Okay.
Still waiting. All right. So I am Debbie Marcoux, Deborah Lynn Marcoux. Call me all kinds of things. We were actually talking about that last night. I went to a wedding, which is probably part of the raspy. And we were actually, you know, how when you're in high school, everybody makes fun of your last name. And so we were talking about all of the different ways that people made fun of us when we were kids in high school. So it was actually quite funny. But anyway, now married, I am Debbie Marcoux, Deborah Lynn Marcoux. I think those are the only two I have. Maybe Mortgage Mom might be on there now.
Maybe.
My NMLS ID is 237926. I'm going to let you take it away.
Oh, well, thank you. You didn't sound so raspy before, but now you sound like really raspy. Like, it's
rough. Because we have these headphones on and you can really hear it.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah, that's it. All right. Well, I am Marla Geezer. I'm also a mortgage mom, and my NMLS is 669357. And both Debbie and I are licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
It's done.
It's done.
You did it. Compliance department, when you're listening to this, we did it.
Yes. They should send me an award. I'm just saying. I mean, Susan, that's who I call, what I call compliance. Susan, I would like an award for memorizing that.
It's kind of like Monsters versus Aliens. You know, we watch that one over and over and over and over again with the kids. And they're like, you know, what's your monster name? And she's like, Susan.
Susan.
What's your name? Susan.
Okay, well, don't tell compliance now that they're the monster. That was not my intention, Susan.
Love it. All right. So what is going on? So we have phone lines are open. You guys can give us a call and ask us questions live on air. 844-935-3634.
Yes.
What's the other part? Our little tagline, Marla?
It is 844. We lend for you. That's LEND and the number 4. You.
That's right. So 844, we lend for you, or 844-935-3634. If you have downloaded our phone app, you can call us right from the app. If you haven't, we suggest that you do. It's a great vehicle to get you everything that you need. You like
vehicle,
that? I'm getting really like, I might be tired this morning, a little raspy, but...
But sometimes, like, when you're tired and slightly delirious, that's when our genius comes out.
It is. I'm on, like, 3 hours of sleep. You know, you're at a wedding. Everybody was singing. I think I was singing a little louder than I should have been. It's probably part of the raspiness.
What were you singing?
Every song that came on. Anyway, so give us a call live on air. Ask us your questions. We want to hear from you. 844-935-3634. If you haven't downloaded the phone app, download it. It's fantastic. You can text the word MOM to 36260. That's MOM.
M-O-M. M-O-M.
M-O-M.
Or M-O-M.
Pretty sure both ways works, forward and back. But text it to 36260.
Yes.
And you can get everything that you need. You can run payments. You can call us. You can email us. You can watch some videos about financing. I mean, you can truly do just about everything that you need to do. We really do suggest it, but it's the easiest way to call us. It's the easiest way to listen to the show. Check it out.
Yes.
It's good,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. So what else do we have going on?
I think before we get started, it's a touchy subject right now, and it's a very sensitive subject, but I just want to really quickly say to everybody out there that was in Las Vegas this weekend, Mortgage Mom You are in our, you're in our prayers. We love you. For everybody who is home safe, that includes our whole entire Go Country family. They were all there. We just thank God that you're all home and safe. And for every victim and the families, we hold you high up in our prayers today and forever.
Yes, absolutely. I absolutely agree with that. And it was a very solemn.
It was. It's kind of a rough week. I mean, we weren't there, but I knew so many people there, and just listening to their stories and listening to their.
The
people that saved them, and you know, just the what they had to go through, this horrific event, you know, and normally we hear about these horrific events and they're so far away, they're untouchable, and this is so touchable for so many
very
of
close
us.
To home, very
yes,
close to home.
And it's just horrendous.
Yeah,
so.
Especially being, you know, you wouldn't think it's a different state, but there's so many people. I mean, it's 4-hour drive from a lot of different areas, mm-hmm. of Los Angeles County, Orange County, Riverside, San Bernardino. You know, get in your car and you jump there. So there were a ton of people that are country listeners that went for that. And
yes.
So I agree with you, and thank you for bringing that up. I think it was, you know, definitely something that needed to be said. And you know,
yes, yeah,
it's like you want to take that just silence of, you know,
it is. I think we should just take a second of silence and there. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. So. What's up this week mortgage-wise?
Well, I don't know. The market's been a little hairy, and there hasn't been something that we could just put our finger on and put a pin in and say, this is what's been going on in the market today. It's been so many different little things that are just kind of driving the market a little haywire right
now.
Yeah,
it really is, and we've seen, you know, this week alone interest rates went up. Last week interest rates went up. I mean, they've definitely been going up each week, and there's not one particular reason. It's not like there was a certain announcement that came out in the stock market or a certain announcement that came out with the jobs report or nothing that was traumatic or, you know, an experience or, you know, because sometimes we'll see, you know, we go to war or something happens. Or
right. There wasn't any economical world event that happened to the finance market, you know, and when I say that, I mean, it's very broad. I mean, something could happen to a bank in Germany, and that does have a trickle-down effect to everything, but nothing like that has happened. It's been just a handful of little things, you know. I do think the job markets did present an update, but I don't think anything was...
They did, but nothing really came of that.
Exactly.
That wasn't really... It wasn't the driving factor behind why we saw those rates go up this week. There was really just no driving factor, and it's one of those things that it makes you stop and say, oh my goodness, we're getting there. You know, we're at that point that we've been saying for years now that we're going to see the interest rates go up. We're going to see the market turn around a little bit.
Right.
I mean, it eventually has to. You know, we have a lot of inflation. We have a lot of things that we need. We need the return on the money. The banks do to drive the money back in, you know, into economy and, you know, bring a lot of those debts and such down. So it's something that we've known is coming, and it just, we're not saying it's going to continue going that direction. We don't know. We don't have a crystal ball, but it just kind of feels like we're there. Like we're going to start seeing things kind of go up, and they're going to continue to go up, and it's going to be slow, but it was pretty quick this week, and it was pretty quick last week.
Yeah, and if you think about it, I mean, it's almost been 12 months. In November, it will be 12 months since the election happened, the market completely turned around. It's been almost a whole year. But look at what, if we go back to that whole entire year and what we said that, you know, yes, it's going to slightly go up. I mean, we've probably, since November of last year to right now, we're probably have lost about a point in rate, maybe a point and a quarter when we're teetering back and forth. We knew this was going to happen. But if we look at the positive side of it, look at how many people still were able to purchase homes, refinance, save money, consolidate debt, you know, do renovations on their home. It's, you're still being able to do those things because we're still in a historically low market. Don't get discouraged that rates are going up. But like we've been saying for the last 12 months, rates are going to go up, but it's all about what you're going to do with that market.
Right, exactly. And you have to take advantage. And, you know, if you haven't taken advantage yet and you haven't refinanced or pulled the cash out or done the renovations or purchased that home, you really do need to start thinking about it and going down that road. And if you don't know if you can, there's no way to know without making that phone call.
Right.
You have to reach out and say, this is what I need to do. Can you help me? If you hear the answer is no, it's not going to just be no, see you later, go away. It's going to be, you know, no, but, you know, if you do blank, blank, and blank,
right,
we're going to be able to get you there. So it's definitely something to consider. And if you haven't bought a home, you need to. We say every single week that it is your retirement. It is your vehicle to get you, you know, to that next place when you're ready to retire down the road. You need the assets along with different pieces. I mean, you need your 401k. You need IRAs. You need annuities. You need a home, you know,
right.
You need, so you need all of those different pieces put all together. If you truly want to be able to retire and you want to retire in a way that you don't have to change your lifestyle from the way that it is today when you're a full-time worker and you're making full-time income. So, you know, again, if you're out there and you're listening and you haven't bought a home and you don't think you can, or, you know, you need to refinance and you haven't, you need to call us.
Right. And actually, this is the perfect time for our winner.
And sweet.
The Mortgage Mom's Winner Circle, this week's new Real Estate Achievers.
All right, so every week goodness. Not sure what that was. But every week we do our real estate achievers. And it's, you know, people that have called us that have worked with us. And, you know, the one that we're going to actually talk about today is Mr. and Mrs. Fales. They were so excited. They came into the office and saw us this week.
I know. That was really, really sweet. Adorable son. It was... That's one of the things that what I love about this job, because a lot of times we talk to people on the phone, we're emailing, and we don't get to meet them face-to-face. And to actually meet a family face-to-face and look in their eyes and see how excited they are to become homeowners. And this was a big one. I mean, they made a cross-country change.
Oh yeah.
You know, Mr. Fales was is in the military and was being transferred from Florida to California up at Edwards Air Force Base. And their family... who has always been on the East Coast in Florida and Georgia and
in the middle
of Florida,
all
of Georgia
that,
line,
no.
Barry.
But in the middle of all that too, they went through the hurricane. They had
yes.
to leave where they were living in Florida, and they had to go and stay with family somewhere else and then get back and pack up, and they're trying to buy a home, and you know, it's already stressful. Yeah. And it's already stressful. You're doing this trek cross country. It's stressful to do alone. You know, I mean, and we try to make things as easy as possible. I mean,
yes.
if when you work with us, we really do try to look at everything in advance and say, okay, based on what we see, you know, we need this, we need this, we need this, we need this, and get it to us up front in advance to make your life a little bit easier down the road through this process.
Right.
But it's still a process, and it's still a stressful process. It's something that a lot of people will say is one of the most stressful things that they've done in their lifetime.
Right.
So, you know, between that and a hurricane and moving across country, I mean, they really were troopers, but they were so excited when they came in, and it was so good to see that.
Yeah. It really was. And they sent us another email yesterday when they got their keys. They started moving in. And, you know, just the, you know, we don't do this necessarily for always the financial benefit of, you know, the job. Obviously, that's supports families and everything. But we do it really for those emails that said, thank you so much. We're so excited to be homeowners. You know, people coming in and, you know, their three-year-old son so excited to paint his room blue and yellow. And he was so adorable with it.
He cannot stop talking about that paint.
Yeah.
They're going to Home Depot and they're getting the paint.
He had a lot of bounce in his step. He was like a baby Tigger. He was very cute. Yes. And he was very excited about the blue and yellow. And I can't wait to, they're going to send us pictures when it's all painted.
Oh, very cute. I love it. So they are our real estate achievers this
week. They are our winner circle. Yes, I do. I have a circle with my hands. I'm doing it right now.
she's definitely doing it. All right. So so let's talk about it really quick and then we'll go to a break. But we have our home buyer workshop that's coming up October 29th.
Yes.
And it's going to be fun.
If you want to come in a costume, you totally can.
Oh, that's right. It's right next to Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should wear costumes.
We should.
I'm going to be Jem.
Jem.
I'm calling it now.
Okay.
I know you don't even remember who Jem
don't.
Is. And it's
you said
just,
it was some sort of rock and roll
okay. just
cartoon.
Go home and Google it.
It's all right. I'm going to be Inspector Gadget.
Okay. That's going to be really awesome when you say, go helicopter hat.
No, happens. I'm doing the roller skates.
Okay.
Go roller skates. I'll roller skate through the whole home buyer workshop.
Please don't.
Anyway, it's October 29th.
You are plenty walking, so please do not wear roller skates.
I know. I literally gave myself a concussion for all of you that are out there listening, walking into the corner of a door.
Yes.
by
she
going.
She really did.
I was going way too fast. I was
you
trying.
You weren't going fast. You turned around and boom, there was the door.
Yeah, but I was doing like 15 things. I was like rushing. I had, you know, I was looking down. I was doing paperwork. I think I was on the phone. And literally, I turned around and boom, right into the corner of that wall. And poor Marla had to catch me.
Yeah.
And it was a concussion. I mean, I was down for a couple of days.
Yeah, that was
maybe a week. I mean, it was not a good one.
I mean, I'm glad we can laugh about it now. I'll be honest, I laughed a little bit when it happened, but I'm glad that you can laugh about it now.
Yeah. So Debbie on roller skates at the Home Buyer Workshop.
Nope.
Yes, but Four Bricks Winery, Ventura, it's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to learn everything that you need to know, start to finish, from the beginning of the process to the end of the process of buying a home. And everybody that you could think of that is part of your transaction will be there to ask all kinds of questions. It's going to be nice. It's going to be a Sunday afternoon. You get to sip on wine, have some hors d'oeuvres, probably have some dessert, and learn how to buy a home. So it would be a very nice weekend for anybody that is, you know, listening, that's wanted to do it. This could be the first one in Ventura. We've been trying to hit all of the different areas. We've been to L.A. now, Orange County, Riverside, and this is Ventura's turn. So
yes.
October 29th, it's going to be great. And like Marla said, you can dress up if you want to in your costumes. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back as soon as we are. Let's open up some phone lines. So give us a call, 844-935-3634, and we'll be right back.
Don't go away. More is on the way from the Mortgage Mom.
This is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Susan G. Komen Los Angeles is partnering with Citadel Outlets for a Pink Saves campaign that will run through the entire month of October. This breast cancer awareness and fundraising campaign will include a series of events dedicated to supporting the organization's work towards a world that is breast cancer free. To learn more about Pink Saves and how you can help, visit pinksaves.com.
It may rain diamonds inside Neptune and Uranus.
Who told you that?
That's the title of an article in Smithsonian Magazine.
Ken and Jaina for Jeweler's Touch.
Raining diamonds?
Apparently their atmospheres are so extreme, they squeeze carbon into solid diamonds.
That would be beautiful to see.
And painful.
Too bad Voyager 2 took about 9.5 years to reach Uranus and 12 years to reach Neptune.
Talk about being inconveniently located. Jeweler's Touch is a lot less trouble. We only sell properly cut, well-proportioned, high-polished diamonds, like our Kismet Natural and Newborg Created Diamonds.
You got that right.
Fact is, there are no better diamonds in the universe.
And the atmosphere at Jeweler's Touch has absolutely no pressure.
Plus, even if it's not raining diamonds, we have terrific finance options available to make them much easier to reach.
And we can loan you an umbrella if it's raining outside.
Jeweler's Touch. Inconveniently located on Imperial Highway at Rose Drive between the 57 and the 91. And online at jewelerstouch.com.
Jeweler's Touch. A little bit hard to find.
But way closer than Neptune.
The Semper Solera's end-of-summer savings blowout has been extended by popular demand. Get your 30% federal tax credit on this year's taxes with a complete solar system at the best possible price. Plus, we're the only company offering the equivalent of the state solar rebate, up to $3,000. Semper Solaris, a licensed solar and roofing contractor, installed panels from SunPower, an American company. The best panels and the best warranty on the planet. Install in time for your 30% federal tax credit this coming tax season. Up to $3,000 in solar savings, plus up to $2,000 on a new roof. And you got a major savings solar supernova. We're A-plus rated by the BBB, a SunPower elite dealer, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Hoorah! The government can end the 30% solar tax credit at any time. Call now before it's too late. 877-490-6711. 877-490-6711. Or visit SemperSolaris.com.
Electric bill reimbursed up to a maximum of $500 for data purchase. Rebate is awarded after installation or as a discount off the system price. 30% tax credit based on eligibility. Consult your tax advisor. Unapproved credit. Maximum savings based on size of roof. New customers only. Some restrictions apply. Say unless annual express 10-2017. DSLV number 978-152.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux. Got your home buying questions ready? Get ready to call 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
All right, well, welcome back, and thank you so much for listening. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I have Marla Geezer with me today.
I am here.
She's here every Saturday.
Sorry, I was just texting.
I know, she's like looking down her phone. I'm like, we're back. We're back from break.
I know. But just a quick little shout out that I was just texting my husband because the boys, the Midget Chiefs for the Warriors is playing this morning at 8 a.m. in Camarillo. So it's a very early morning for our families. And so I was just texting them. So just a little shout out if anybody is listening. I know some of my moms on the team listen to the show and love it. So if you're out there, just know that I'm thinking about you guys. I'll be there soon.
Okay. Okay. Well, now, shout out to football.
Shout out.
It is football season, though, so I have to say, like, every time I walk in the house, I swear to gosh, I don't want to say anything wrong on air. It is football. It's like, if it's not pro ball, it's college ball. I swear high school ball is even on sometimes.
It is.
It's just.
There's a lot of high school football teams that they have video. They show it on TV. I mean, it's not all of them, but I mean, it is some of them. But yes, it is football. And I always thought, like, growing up, football was just on Monday nights, maybe like one time on the weekend. Oh, no. It's on Sundays, on Mondays, and Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and Fridays, and Saturdays. And in my house, it's always like, ooh, Tuesdays is the free day. Oh, no, there's still now, like, other stuff going on. It's just, it's every day, and it's just...
It's every day.
Yeah.
It's just, we're going to put it there. I think that there's a lot of people that enjoy it, and they love it, and it's football season. Us moms, a lot of times, don't love it and enjoy it.
I like watching my kids. I don't want to watch anybody else playing.
Right.
I like watching my kids. I still have not a clue what's going on out there. And when somebody asks me what happened, I usually use the wrong term. And I'll be like, well, they just got called for traveling or something like that. And
traveling like basketball.
I watch my two kids, and that's about it. So,
all right. Well, left turn, Clyde, but it is Mortgage Mom Radio, so yeah. We should be talking about mortgages. Barry had a great question at break.
He did, you know. And normally we have Val here, and it's nice having a different audience today. So thank you very much, Barry. And he did. He had a very good question.
So his question was, for everybody that's out there listening, and this is a good segue to let everybody know, if you want to give us a call and ask us questions, do it. It's great. It's good timing. Do it now. Phone lines are open. 844-935-3634.
Yes.
That's 844.
We lend for you.
That's right, with the number 4. So anyway, give us a call right now, though. The phone lines are open. So Barry's question during break to us was, how does the... fall of Puerto Rico kind of help us, right? You know, is are
or
we gonna,
not help us.
Or not help us, or is it going to affect the markets? Are we going to see a change in the interest rates from that? And to be quite honest, we don't know. You know, it's one of those things that it's, you know, certain news will affect rates and what happens and the economy and whether we're putting, you know, money in bonds versus money in stocks and people are selling and buying. It's so hard to say what is going to change it, what's going to affect that rate.
Right. And with that being said, prayers to everybody in Puerto Rico who was devastated by the hurricane. And I know that there's so many people have been sending supplies down there. I mean, they were just completely, I mean, that it's just destroyed down there.
Right.
And so to piggyback on that, so yes, I do think that it does have a indirect effect on the market because it is kind of separated. So I mean, I do not know how,
but we don't know how it's going to, like,
how it's going to continue.
How much impact are we going to see?
That's where I was trying to get to. I was trying to figure out the word I was trying to look for is future impact, that it was going to continue having. It definitely had some sort of indirect impact, but it wasn't, like I said, everything that happened in the last 2 weeks in the market, there was nothing that you could really just pin and say, this is exactly the reason the rates weren't down, because it was fluctuating so much over the last 10 days.
Right. Yeah. And there's just no way to know. I mean, that's the hard part is, you know, if we all knew exactly what was going to happen, we could all perfectly plan in time whether it was time to do that refinance right now today,
right?
Or should I wait, or should I buy, or, you know, if we knew, it would be easy. But of course, they just keep us guessing.
Well, that's one of the reasons why they discontinued crystal balls, because, you know, they obviously weren't working.
They weren't working, yeah. Every time I think crystal ball, I think of you know, Disneyland when you're on the haunted
mansion.
Yes,
and she's like, and she's in it.
Yes, in the middle of the ball. That's all I can think of every time I say.
I'm totally hearing that music, and you all know out there what I'm talking about. That little, like, oh
yes,
that's what I'm hearing in my head right now.
All right. So let's talk mortgage.
Okay.
It is a mortgage.
The way you said that, I thought we were going somewhere. Barry thought you were going somewhere. We're like, okay, let's talk mortgage. Good idea. I think that's what the show is about. Sometimes we don't know. Let's be honest. Sometimes we come in here and we're like, are we going to talk about mortgage today?
Let's just DJ. Let's just throw some music on.
You know what? That would be so cool.
It would be fun.
It would be really cool. I mean, we might play like three songs over and over that are our favorites. And some people might be like, no, let's not do that.
All right. So a couple of things we haven't talked about in a really, really long time.
Okay.
Okay. So we haven't talked about VA.
We haven't talked about VA in a long time. And that happens to tie to the fails. We did a VA loan for them. He was in the military and moving to Edwards Air Force Base. VA is a fantastic loan. And, you know, in light of everything that's going on in our world, I think it's a great segue to focus in on our veterans and our military that is out there and helping our country and standing tall. So tell me a little, what's your favorite thing about VA, Deb?
Well, I mean, VA just in so many ways is so great. I mean, you know, again, there's no mortgage insurance. You get 100% financing, whether that's a purchase or a refinance.
Correct.
And so the refinance part, I think, I mean, to zero down, get into a home is an amazing tool.
It's an amazing opportunity for especially a first-time home buyer, but you have to think about it for any time that you're purchasing a home. If you're selling a home and purchasing another one, to be able to purchase this new home with 100% financing and being able to use whatever you had in the bank for buying furniture or keeping your savings so that you're not feeling, you know,
strapped or tight. Yeah. So I love the 100% financing for the purchase. I love that you can do cash out up to 100%. You know, that really opens up the doors to be able to do a lot of work on your home. You know, if you want to put some time and energy and money into your property, you know, you can paint and do the kitchen and you can do a lot of work if you've got some equity. Most loans, the majority of loans to do a cash out are going to cap you at about 80% of the value of your home. So to be able to go up to 100%, that's pretty big too. I mean, there's just so many good things. I mean, interest rates are fantastic on VA loans. You know, definitely one of the programs with the lower rates. There's so much about a VA loan that is just good.
Definitely. I mean, there's no monthly mortgage insurance. You tend to get a better interest rate.
The other thing, too, is that a lot of people don't know that VA loans are assumable. And you do not have to be a veteran to assume that loan.
That was actually like right in the tip. I was actually going to say that right after the loosened guidelines for VA. And then also, yes, that it can be assumed.
Yep. So lower credit score requirement to get into 100% financing or to cash out at 100%. It is. I mean, it's, you know, easier guidelines on bankruptcy, easier guidelines on foreclosure. I mean, just all the way around, we can't say enough. So if you have VA eligibility, even if you don't feel like you need to use it, it's definitely something that you should be considering when you're going to do financing and ask, what would my interest rate be on a VA versus a conventional?
Correct. You know, even with 20% down, like I said, with the guidelines, you're going to be able to do lower credit scores, higher debt to income ratios. The seasoning for major credit events is smaller than if you're looking at a traditional mortgage, conventional or FHA. So the whole entire program itself, there's so many little check, yes, that, you know, I definitely think that if you are a veteran or you're currently in the military, it's the first thing that you should be mentioning when you're looking to get pre-qualified. So yeah.
And jumbo too. So I want to bring that up because LA County and Orange County.
Raspy, I am. Tired, and look at you.
It's just working. It's just firing on all cylinders in there. It's not coming out the same, but it's all firing up there. But no, you know, it's LA County, it's Orange County. You know, there's a lot of very high price homes, and a lot of people don't know that they can use their VA loan for a jumbo loan. And, you know, jumbo loans typically have a little bit higher interest rate than what the conforming loans, you know, that lower loan balance would have. And you can get that really great rate still with a jumbo.
And higher debt to income ratios and not, you know, 12 months in reserves. Again, the guidelines for a VA, if you're looking to purchase a home, which let's be honest, you're purchasing in LA County or Orange County, sometimes even Ventura and all the other counties as well. capping yourself at a $636,000 loan size is hard.
It is.
It's very hard. So if you're looking at that purchase price, $700,000, $800,000, $900,000, $1 million, VA still allows you to purchase that, put a minimal amount down.
Much less than what you would on any normal jumbo loan.
With a fantastic rate, easy qualifications. It's
great. So yeah. We haven't talked about VA in a really long time, and I did want to throw that out there because I feel like we need to talk about some loan programs every now and then. We talk about a lot of things, but we just haven't gotten back around to VA in a while.
We do talk about a lot of things.
We do. All right, so it's that time.
It is.
Hit it, Barry.
Beginner's bonehead botches. The mortgage moms say, don't do these things.
Okay, so I want to take this back a little bit. I want to remind everybody that when you are buying a home, we are looking at every last thing that you have, possibly even the color of your underwear.
Sometimes.
Yeah. We're at least going to know your waist size. Okay. We're going to know what size you wear of your pants. But, you know, in all reality, though, and funniness aside, you know, we are seeing everything, and every last thing that you do, we have to explain. So when you are planning to buy a home or refinance a home, do not do anything crazy in your bank account. Do not do any big purchases. Do not do anything. No large deposits. No cash deposits. Do not do any of that for 2 months before you enter into escrow. And when you get into escrow, do not do it then. Do not go and charge money on your credit card for something that you need for the house or for anything.
Don't. Go and get a credit card. Don't walk into Macy's or Target and let them say, oh, you know that today you can get a credit card. If you are in the middle of trying to purchase a house, say no.
Yes.
Trust me, I know it's probably killing you when you're at Target not to get the card, but you have to say no because it can completely turn the whole entire transaction a whole different way.
Right. And, you know, but talk to your loan officer, too. I mean, we get it. Maybe you're going to have a moving sale. Maybe you're going to do a garage sale and, you know, you're going to sell a whole bunch of things because you know you're moving and you want it all brand new and fresh when you get to the new house. But don't take that cash and go deposit it into the bank account. You know, talk with your loan officer first. Do not make any decisions. Do not spend any money and do not deposit any cash without talking with your loan officer first. I can't say that enough. So if we're going to talk about bonehead botches for this week, that would be a big one because it really does, you know, you have to explain everything. And of course, there's a lot of things that are explainable. You know, I mean, you can deposit cash if you had a garage sale. But we need to know about it first. Just tell us about it. Don't let it come up at the last minute. And then we're going to scurry and we're going to scramble and we're going to try to get the letter of explanation so we can get the file cleared so we can get to closing. And now everything's been delayed. We need to know about it. We need to know about it in advance. Don't open that credit card. You might think we don't know. Every single time that somebody pulls your credit, we get an alert. So if we have pulled your credit report, and we are working on a loan and you are in the process of moving forward with your loan, we get an alert that says, this person has new debt.
Yep.
New debt notification. And we get these and me and Marla go, oh, man. And it's like every time.
We have to get the statement or we have to update the credit report. It's just don't do it. That's the easiest thing we can say. Don't do it.
Right.
Pick up the phone and call us and say, hey, I'm having an emergency and I have to put $1,000 on my credit card. Okay, let us know about it because then we can crunch the numbers. Or, hey, my car broke down and I have to do this, this, and this. I have to get a new car.
Right. Sometimes I have to go buy a new car and it does happen, but call us first so that we can explain to you how maybe that new payment that you didn't have before is going to change the amount that you would qualify for.
Right.
And especially if you've been pre-qualified and you're out and you're shopping for loans and you're not thinking in the back of your mind, I go get this new car, I'm not going to qualify for that dollar amount anymore. And you could have a pre-approval letter in your hand and you could be out and you could be making offers on homes and you get into escrow. And then all of a sudden we're telling you, hey, you don't qualify for that property anymore. You can't, you need to cancel this transaction.
Right.
So again, it is a big deal. If you're thinking about buying something, buying a home, or you're thinking about refinancing, doing any kind of mortgage loan whatsoever, absolutely calm down 2 months before so that everything is, you know, nice and clean and easy. It's just going to make your life easier.
Right.
It really is. I mean, we can typically explain just about everything, but it's going to make life easier. So that's my, two cents. That's my 2 cents for this week.
Ooh, that was probably about a good 17 and a half cents, but I'm going to go with it.
You know, you can be pretty rude sometimes.
But I'm super cute, so I makes up for it. It's like balance.
All right, I'll give you that. All right, if you want to give us a call, phone lines are open, 844-935-3634. Give us a call. Ask us your questions. You can download the phone app. You can call us straight from there. So you can text the word MOM to 32620.
Yes, that is right. It didn't sound right for a minute. You know when you constantly hear something and then it's like all of a sudden it doesn't sound right?
Right.
That didn't sound right. But yes,
Mom.
But you are correct. M-O-M to 36260.
Maybe I said it backwards.
Maybe you did.
Maybe I did say it wrong.
Maybe she said it as M-O-M. That was really funny because for a minute, Barry's like, how did she say it backwards?
Well, no, I was thinking maybe I did flip the numbers in there.
No, you know? No. It just didn't sound right.
Okay.
You said the right numbers. Don't worry.
So it is MOM 36260.
Yes.
Yes. Text the word MOM 36260. You can get tickets for events.
You can go right on there. You can get the... register for the event for our October 29th at Four Bricks, our homebuyer event. You can go on there and run payments. You can run, see what the market is doing. There's actually a little button so that, you know, every time you're hearing us talking about the market and what's been going on, there's a little thing that has like a pretty little graph. Debbie and I did not do the graph, so please do not take that to heart. Do not take it to your financial analysis and say, hey, the Mortgage Mom said that this is where the market is. Somebody else is doing it, so.
Okay. It's just a tool. That's the nice thing. It's a tool. You could be out looking at homes. You could be walking through an open house, and you might want to know what that payment might be for that property, and you can plug everything in, and it's going to give you the property taxes, the insurance, even the mortgage insurance, depending on how much your down payment is, and it's going to ask you for what your credit score is. I mean, it's a pretty nifty tool. It'll run payments for FHA, VA, USDA, conventional. So really all you need to do is send the Mortgage Moms an email and say, hey, this is my scenario. What kind of rate should I be using to run this payment with, just to give you an idea of where your payment would be? But let's remind everybody out there too, that you should not be in an open house and you should be not looking at homes unless you've actually been pre-approved.
That's next week's botches.
That is next week's botches. So everybody that is out there that is listening, please give us, you're more than welcome to call. The phone lines are open. We do have a couple people holding. We're going to take those as soon as we get back from our break. If we take the call now, we won't be able to make it through the commercial break. So if you are listening right now and you are on hold, stay on hold because you are our first calls when we get back from break. If you're out there and you've been thinking about giving us a call, call us now because we do have phone lines open and we'll be able to get you in before the show's over. Our number is 844-935-3634, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more of The Mortgage Mom.
Hi, it's Debbie Marcoux, The Mortgage Mom. I've worked both as a realtor and a mortgage lender over the past 20 years, and my friends have started calling me The Mortgage Mom. Here with me today is Marla Gieser, sales manager with Movement Mortgage. And Marla's here to tell us what makes Movement Mortgage really stand out. Hi, Marla.
Hi, Deb. Our most exciting feature? That's definitely Movement's 6-7-1 process. That's 6-hour underwriting, 7-day processing, and 1 day to close. It definitely gives the competitive advantage to both our borrowers and realtors to close sooner and get paid faster.
OMG, Marla. I don't know of anyone else doing that. Hey, guys, give us a call and find out more. 844, we lend for you.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity and NMLS number 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act number 4131054.
Give us a call and we'll point you to our website. 844-935-3634.
844, we lend, the number for you.
At Don Francisco's Coffee Family Reserve, we're all about family and the unconditional love and support family provides. It's in that same spirit that we passionately support breast cancer awareness and research efforts. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're joining the quest to help fund breast cancer research. Please look for our specially marked bags to receive a coupon for $1.50 off Don Francisco's Family Reserve at your local grocer. Together, we can help put an end to breast cancer.
You must be tired of unclogging drains for $99.
No, ma'am.
Lots of homeowners like you calling about hot water heaters lately.
I bet you smell good plumbers get a pretty penny for diagnosing these things.
Didn't they tell you? The house call is free for residential homeowners with tank-type water heaters.
No way! Stinky's router charged us buku bucks to diagnose our last water heater.
I know. A lot of clients have told me that.
And if I remember right, their guarantee only covers the first year.
Yeah, they use that as the industry standard, but the Mike Diamond standard covers the whole thing. If the hot water heater leaks 5 years and 11 months down the road, we'll install a new one for free, including labor.
That's crazy talk.
It may be crazy, but it's true.
This is Mike Diamond, and I guarantee my plumber will show up on time and smell good, or your house call is free.
Have a smell good plumber diagnose your hot water heater for free. Call 1-800-446-MIKE or check out the hot water heaters page at MikeDiamond.com. Contractor license number 399-170.
It's the Mortgage Mom with Debbie Marcoux, answering your toughest questions on the home purchase process at 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
All right, welcome back, and thank you so much for listening to Mortgage Mom Radio. Give us a call. We've got a little bit less than 20 minutes left in the show. We're on till 8, and we can take your calls and answer those questions. It's 844-935-3634. And we've got Steve on the phone. Steve, good morning. Are you there?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Just sitting here at Huntington Beach Pier, ready to go surf. And thought I'd call in before I go out in the big wave.
Very nice. Cool. Very nice. I used to actually live in Newport, and I miss it down there.
Yeah,
so nice.
It's really nice right now. So I was calling because I was listening to the show, and the VA assumable question.
Sure.
If you have a parent that's in the service, and they buy the house 100% financing, how soon can the son assume the loan at that good rate and financing situation?
So assumable, you still have to qualify. So I just want to make sure everybody understands that part, is that when something is assumable, you still have to be able to qualify for the loan. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I'm not exactly sure that there is any kind of a time frame for assumable, but we would have to check that one out for you.
Well, I think that if they purchase the home, that the owners of the home have to have been on title for a minimum of 6 months. And then they can release it through the assumable portion of the loan.
All right. So Marla knows.
If it was a refinance, so if they had owned the home for ages and they just refinanced it into a VA, then there is no
waiting period. So it's all about title is what you're saying.
Yes.
All right. So 6 months.
Interesting. And then you also mentioned that, what was it? Oh, that if you were if a VA wanted to sell their house, that I'm assuming was a VA loan, and then buy another one, are there restrictions on 100% financing the second time? Don't they only have a certificate at 100% once the first time?
No. So here's the thing: is if somebody assumes your VA loan, whatever portion, everybody has an eligibility dollar amount that each person gets, based on how much that you actually take in financing, is what determines how much of your eligibility that you used. So if they did not use all of their eligibility, they might still have some available that they could go and buy a second property. A lot of people don't know that. They just assume that if you have one VA loan outstanding that you can't get another. That's not necessarily the case. It all comes down to how much of your eligibility did you use with the first loan, and do you have more available to do the second loan? Yes, if let's say your parents, let's just say they're the ones with the VA loan and you assume it, that amount of their eligibility that they used on that loan stays there. They don't get any of that back. So, you know, it especially here in California, a lot of times you're going to buy to the limit all the way, you know, very close to the county limits, which is going to use almost all of the eligibility, and you don't typically have more eligibility to go out and find anything of any value.
Correct. But if you are selling a home that is under VA right now and purchasing another home and financing it under VA, as long as they're not done at, you know, that one closes and then one opens, then you can do 100% financing on
every
that new
time.
Purchase. Mm-hmm. Every single time. You could buy every single house that you ever own, 10 houses in a row, as long as you don't keep having a VA loan open, you can do 100% financing over and over and over again.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, that's good information. I like that. Appreciate
good.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. Not a problem. Feel free to give us a call anytime. We're more than happy to answer any questions that you have.
Where are you guys located? L.A., Orange County area?
Yep. We're actually, we are in Valencia up by Magic Mountain. That's just where we call home. But because, you know, today's day and age with electronics, we don't see a whole lot of people. We do almost everything over the phone, email, fax.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds great. Appreciate All right. it. Well, you guys have a great day.
Thank right, you. Enjoy you the waves.
Thank you. Bye now.
So, though, and again, I mean, we never get a bad question ever. Nope. Every single question that somebody asks,
and we
is
never
a
get
good
the
question.
Same question. I've been noticing that a lot of people do not ask the same question. Maybe like a roundabout, like similar. But I mean, let's be honest, we've never had those questions before, and that was awesome. So now everybody is fully aware of going on with the VA.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So if you're out there and you're listening, you want to give us a call, you've got more than enough time. We're on till 844-935-3634. Feel free to call us right now. We'll take your questions live on air. We'll make you a rock star for a minute.
Yes. You can use a fake name too. It's okay.
Yeah.
We are. No, just joking.
But I really did like his questions, and I just want to make sure that we reiterate that for everybody that is out there. A lot of people believe that they can only have one VA loan at a time, and that is not the case.
No.
It is really, everybody gets a certain eligibility amount, and based on the amount of that eligibility that you use for your first property determines how much do you have left if you wanted to go and finance another. And if you have a VA loan and you pay it off, you can get another VA loan. The 100% eligibility never goes away.
Right.
But you do have to possibly, you know, you have to possibly pay off the first one depending on what loan amount that you're trying to get. So call us if you have questions and we'll take you through it and look at what right. you've got and then let you know what you can or can't do. But I actually had a client not too long ago that had taken out a VA loan many, many years ago, and it was maybe a $200,000 loan, very low loan amount, and I think she had paid it down to about $110,000, and she wanted to go buy another house, and she was pleasantly surprised. She thought she was going to have to refinance that loan to use her VA for the next purchase, and we had more than enough eligibility to leave that loan right as it was, and she could go out, and she could still go buy another property with no money down, so it worked out really well.
Yep.
All right, so we have got open phone lines. Just want to say that. We have a couple people on hold, and we're going to start picking those up here in a minute. But if you want to give us a call, you've got more than enough time. It's 844-935-3634. 844-WE-LEND for you.
That's L-E-N-D and the number 4.
So Barry's just been full of awesome questions today.
He has. You know, it's having, you know, a new little ears.
It is. It is. Because usually, you know, Val's heard our spiel week after week after week. So it's kind of cool. But Barry had a great question. He said, what if you inherit a home?
Yes.
And the property is in need of repair. There's termites and it's going to fall down. What do you do? And that's a great question. We've talked about renovation loans before, but I don't think, again, just kind of like VA, we haven't talked about it in a long time. So
right.
give us some cool things about renovation and how does it work?
Oh, me?
You. Throwing it at you.
Well, to back up a little bit, so if you inherit the home, you are now taking immediate ownership of it, so you can go out there and refinance or sell that home, whatever you need to do. The renovation loan, basically what it's going to do is you're going to get a bid from a contractor that is going to be able to lay out all of the work that you need to have done to bring that home up to the
standards,
quote unquote, standards that you're maybe wanting to do. And what the appraiser is going to do is they're going to take that bid and they're going to add it on to that dollar amount. They're going to add it on to wherever the current value of that house is. They're going to add it on to the value of the house.
Right.
Now, with that being said, disclaimer, obviously, if you're adding $50,000 on in work, you got to make sure that the market is going to be able to withstand that $50,000.
Right. If you have somebody that goes absolutely crazy on a kitchen, you know, they're putting in like, you know, giant Viking appliances and marble countertops. And I mean, you're just kind of going overboard as far as the, you know, the values are concerned, you know,
right.
you're not going to necessarily get dollar for dollar and what those improvements are worth.
Exactly. Exactly. And with that being said, if, you know, if you're in a neighborhood that everything is appraising right now at 250, and even with your, without your work being done, you're probably between 240 and 250 and you do $50,000. Are you going to get that house appraised at 300,000? Probably not.
Right.
That's, you have to take that in consideration. So,
but if you're going to do the renovation loan to finish a kitchen and then maybe add a bathroom or add a bedroom, you have to remember that by doing those things, you are adding a good amount of value to your home. So, but renovation loans are fantastic. We're going to take the bids. We're going to figure out, give those to the appraiser. Appraiser's going to figure out what your home is going to be worth after improvements. And that is the number that we are going to use for what financing can we do for you. So if we're going to, you know, get you the money to do the renovation work, we're going to use that higher value, that future value, instead of the current value. So, you know, it's something that's great. We haven't talked about it in a long time, so I didn't want to. It was a perfect question, Barry. Didn't want to miss it. All right, so let's take a couple phone calls so we can. Let's go to line one. Let's talk to Sherry from Cypress. Good morning, Sherry. Are you there?
I am.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How can we help you today?
Well, I probably don't have enough facts for you. I just happened to be standing in my kitchen and was turning on the country songs, and it wasn't on. It was you guys talking. And I thought, oh, you know what? I always wanted to ask a question. I think I'll try. So I apologize if I don't have all my facts.
That's okay.
But we have a townhome in Cypress, and I keep seeing on the internet news, they say, oh, if you owe less than $600,000, you should, you know, get this HARP thing. And I asked my girl from Wells Fargo that we have our loan through, and she said, oh, no, we don't qualify. But we owe less than $200,000, and everything on it says, I mean, I think we owe like $186,000 or something like that. We have just a normal 30-year fix through Wells Fargo.
So it just depends on, there's certain criteria that you have to meet in order to be eligible for a HARP refinance. So it depends on when you originally took your loan out, which had to have been, I believe it was a date on or after 2009, and I don't even remember.
So if your loan was originated prior to May 31st of 2009, it would qualify for the HARP program. And then even though your loan is with Wells Fargo as the servicer, on the back end of things, it depends if they sold your loan to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac to be able to see if you qualify for the HARP program as well.
Oh, and wouldn't we know if they had done that? Because we still get things from, we have auto pay through Wells Fargo.
No, you wouldn't even know. So that's kind of a misconception that a lot of people have. Every single bank, Wells Fargo or Chase or even Movement Mortgage, who we work for, we all write the loans, we fund the loans and close them, and you get a mortgage statement every month and you make a payment. But on the backside, what you don't see is that there's always an investor in every single loan, whether that investor is Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the bank themselves. If you have a jumbo loan, a lot of times they are the investor. They're going to hold the note. FHA, VA, when we say all of those different terms, those are the actual backside investors that buy the note back from the lender. And then the lender services the loan. So we take your payments and we apply your payment. So just because your loan is with Wells Fargo doesn't necessarily mean that Wells Fargo owns or holds the note. They're just servicing the loan. They're taking the payments and applying them.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's very interesting. And then we have a 3.75 fixed rate. I know that's not bad, you know.
That's fantastic.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we probably couldn't do much better than that anyways, huh?
No, I mean, unless you're looking, again, there's always a reason to do everything. And, you know, sometimes you need to pull cash out because you need to, buy another owner out of a property, or you need to pay off some debt, or you want to do some renovation, or, you know, there's reasons why you would want to do a refinance. But if you have a 3.75% interest rate right now on your loan, you are in a fantastic place. So unless there is a reason behind doing the financing, something that you need, I would tell you to stick with what you've got.
No, thank God in heaven. I'm just always looking at, hey, if it could be better, if I could, because they're always saying, pay your loan off. And I'm thinking, oh, why would I want to keep paying for longer if I don't have to?
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, you're in great place. You're in a perfect spot. Keep what you've got. Again,
awesome.
If there's a reason that you need to do something, that's a different story. But if
Holy Kate, no.
Yep. So you're good.
Oh, thank you so much. That makes me so happy. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Not a problem. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. And you're more than welcome to call anytime with any questions.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. So let's go super duper fast. Let's pick up Joe from Temecula because then we have got to shut the show off. So good morning, Joe. Are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning. So we're going to take your call. You're our last caller of the day before the show is over. So shoot, let's go.
Okay.
How can we help you?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. What's...
I had a call about, I heard you talking about the VA loans earlier, and I just want to ask if maybe the rules have changed, because when I bought my first home back in the 90s with a VA loan, when you used your second or third or fourth or subsequent VA loan, they would charge you a funding fee, and it, like on your second loan, it would be a 1% funding fee. The third loan would be 2%. And it would go up 1% every time you use your VA.
So,
is that still true, or has that gone away?
Well, it's true and not true. So the way that it works, first of all, if you are considered 10% or more disabled, you don't have a funding fee ever. You can do as many loans as you want. There is no funding fee. So if the military has deemed you 10% or more disabled, that there is no funding fee at all, so you're exempt. If you are not 10% or more disabled, the very first time that you pay, you get a VA loan, there is one funding fee that you pay. And then every single time you get a VA loan after that, it is a subsequent VA loan. And the funding fee does go up, but it is the same for every single time after the first time. So it's not each time that you use it, it gets higher and higher and higher. There's one fee for the first time, and then there is one fee for every time after.
Okay, can you buy... When you use a VA loan, does it have to be for your primary residence?
Yes, it does.
Or can you buy, investment property?
It has to be a primary residence.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Those are my questions. Thank you guys very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. Feel free to call us anytime. We are very thankful that you called us, and all questions are great, so thank you.
All right.
All right.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Really, great questions, too. I love it.
Yeah. I'm almost speechless. Because those were great questions. Again, questions that we haven't had. And so I'm definitely going to put a tick into that one. And we're going to...
You're going to put a pin in it?
That's it. It's a pin.
A pin?
I'm
a tick, a tag?
I'm coming down.
You are coming down from your morning. Anyway, so that is the end of our show. We just want to say thank you to everybody that has been listening. Remember that you can always reach us. You can find us on Facebook, Mortgage Mom Radio. You can go to mortgagemomradio.com.
Yes, just don't forget the radio. You're not going to find
us. Yep, mortgagemomradio.com, Facebook, Mortgage Mom Radio. Download the phone app, Mom. Text the word Mom, 36260. But we'll be back next week. And
this has been the Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Tune in each week as Debbie answers your toughest home buying questions and helps you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Tune in again next week. The Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux. From 7 to 8 a.m. right here on Go Country 105.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity and MLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act 413-1054. While it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days, extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux and Marla Geese are licensed by the DBO in the state of California. NMLS IDs 237-926 and 669-357.
The preceding program has been a paid advertisement by Movement Mortgage. We offer this program as a service to our listeners. The station and its management do not endorse or object to the information, views, or opinions discussed in the program.
What's going on, y'all? This is Jason Aldean.
Kelsey Ballerini.
KKGO HD1, Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside Counties.
Music is the soundtrack to everyday life.
Music, it's been a gift for me in my life.
Also on the iHeartRadio app. And streaming at GoCountry105.com.
Turn it up.
This is...